Okay, thank you. We will call your attention, please. Call our meeting back to order. We've got, shall we commission in favor of going ahead and doing our Trilakes biosolids first?
That's fine.
You want to make a motion to adjust to
We don't need to.
I don't think we need to adjust it. We'll just go ahead and invite Mike to come up because we've got a number of people here on that, I think. So they won't have to sit through other stuff unless they want to.
Thank you, sir.
Looks like you've been working away.
Yep. Good morning. This is Michael. I'm Michael Zimmerman with HDR Archer, and I'm very amazed to be here before you all this morning. Let me tell you what's happened. Ron Houseman was in Jefferson City last month talking with Mark Templeton, who is head of Missouri Department of Natural Resources. And he asked during the discussion, Mark kind of off the cuff, I believe, asked Ron, well, are we doing everything we can to help you? And Ron took that opportunity and said, well, we'd really appreciate your assistance. We've been trying to get this biosolids project running for several years. And I think it caught him by surprise, but they set up a meeting for last Monday afternoon, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mr. Schroffus was planning on being there, but couldn't make it at the last minute. So we showed up, and Ron and I did, and you can see on the handout that Mark Templeton, head of DNR, was there. Scott Totten, he's one of the acting chiefs of the division. Joe Boland, who's head of the financial section there. And Doug Garrett, who's the deputy director of the financial segment. We talked about the Trilakes biosolids project. It's easy for you all to say. We talked about how initially, currently today, there's over 4,500 trucks full of liquid sludge traversing across the county, and if we had a biosolids project, we reduced that to a little over 200. And we talked about being proactive. Mr. Schroffus, in the past, did talk to some of Governor Nixon's staff about Taney County being an economic lifeline for the state and the economy. And he brought up that we want the county, the state to work with us to be proactive so we don't have similar problems like they have up in the Lake of the Ozarks. So this discussion went on for several minutes. And then Mr. Boland said, well, we appreciate the fact that there's been kind of a change, that the county has agreed to consider participating in this project. And it's based on the SRF application that was previously submitted with when the county did it. And also, the county submitted documentation to Blunt's office, Emerson's office, and Bond's office, talking about the 55% grant. So they were very pleased to do that. And they said, well, you know, how much could the county or the sewer district or whoever submit toward this project? Instead of getting in a kind of a back and forth negotiating situation with them, we posed the question, well, how much could you all come up with? And they said, well, unofficially, we can't commit to this, but we could come up with a $3 million grant if you all could match it. And we talked about the project. Originally, the project was a $10, $11 million project. They asked about, could you scale it back somewhat? And well, yeah, we said we could do a $6 million project, which would get the project underway on and into operation. So that's where the $3 million came from. We haven't had a chance to talk to the sewer board about this. The reason that I'm here today, prior to talking to the sewer board about it, is Doug Garrett made the comment that the intended use plan is on hold. An intended use plan is the document that the Clean Water Commission approves, which talks about funding across the state for grants and loans and all the different projects across the state reserve. Now, I asked if it was on hold for this project, and I didn't get an answer. All right. So Mr. Houseman and I have been talking to everybody that we can get to listen to us. And then I called Doug Garrett back and with Department of Natural Resources and said, well, I'm meeting with the County Commission today and Sewer Board tomorrow. And he said, Mike, as soon as you have something for me, let me know as soon as you can and make sure you submit a revised application. And that was, to me, I take that as very, very positive because they were thinking ahead. And the last part of this document is the revised application. I've already talked about the previous commitment, and there's a copy in here on that. Now, there's a whole bunch of different ways the county can match the money. You can borrow money from the state revolving fund. You can come up with a cash contribution. You can work with the sewer board to use part of the sales tax money for the sewer account. And there's a document that says as of April the 7th, there's almost $21 million available in the coffers for projects that are already committed for the sewer districts. There's like 8 projects that are previously underway in various stages of completion. Now, the next table that you can see is a financial spreadsheet that I did last year. And when the sewer board was trying to decide what projects they could do, what projects they couldn't afford to do, we kind of went through a spreadsheet that if they did all the projects that were previously presented, including Venison on the Lake, they were going to end up having to borrow some money. You can see down there on the very bottom, they could potentially have to borrow $5 million to do that. Now, since that time, several things have happened. Number one, the Venison Lake project was delayed. Now it's back on. Mr. Stoffis was concerned about the scope of the project, justifiably so, because it was almost a $30 million project as proposed. We have since come back and scaled the project down, and we're only going to serve initially the areas with the highest population closest to Tanacomo. In addition, Mr. Strahan was concerned about the Venison Lake project. He was concerned about Rockaway Beach's ability to handle the additional sludge and flow from the project. Well, this project would alleviate that concern for you as well. So this project is an opportunity to take advantage of a potential $3 million grant, and I think in today's economic times, that was amazing and a surprising thing as well. Now, the numbers that you see on my spreadsheet, I have $14.8 million was the proposed construction cost for Venison on the Lake, and those were Great Rivers numbers, and I assure you that the scope is going to be substantially below that, at least half of that. So there will be funds available on it. If the sewer district were to decide to go along and support this, the Venison on the Lake project, it's going to be kind of delayed because we had a late start on it. And so, you know, you can even push out the construction if everybody decided to do that on later on. I've got proposed hands out that kind of shows you what was initially proposed. You can see the Cooper Creek. We were talking about putting the dryer there and also a centrifuge. We're still talking about having a mobile dewatering centrifuge, which I think is extremely critical because that allow all the members to use that to increase their sludge concentration from 2-4% up to 22-24%. That's how we get that reduction in the things there. What we need today from you all, if you all were prepared to do this, would be a commitment to commitment for up to $3 million to match the Department of Natural Resources grant if we get that. And we should know in a matter of days as soon as the intended use plan comes out. Along with that, there is also a revised 40% grant application here that will need to be executed and returned as soon as possible. But in closing, this is an amazing opportunity that just presented itself. And I think timing is critical in this. And that's the reason I'm here talking to the commission instead of talking to the sewer board first.
Okay. Questions of Mike? I've got one.
Please.
You had mentioned Danny's concern with the Rockaway plant. And this would solve his concern. Explain that for me.
The Rockaway Beach plant has the organic and hydraulic capacity to handle up to 600,000 gallons of water a day. And they still have that today. However, they don't have, in our opinion, they don't have enough sludge storage capacity to meet the current state regulations because those changed over the last several years. And talked to their current operator. He concurred. He said, yeah, we really don't have enough sludge storage. I'm probably going to have to use some of the old basins on site and to store the sludge, but they really haven't got a plan approved by the Department of Natural Resources to do that. And we're looking at that as one of the aspects of the revised Venice on the Lake study, and we'll have more details on it. But we did do a study a couple of years ago on that facility, and we determined that that there was not enough sludge handling capacity at the facility. And by having been able to bring in the mobile dewatering unit, which will take the sludge and turn it from 2% into 24%. I mean, that reduces the water by 95%, so they reduce that down by 95% of the capacity. So really helped that situation.
Gotcha. But there's been question over and over about the Rockaway plant,
mm-hmm.
and I assume there was more to it than that. Are the numbers, because I thought in the work that we have y'all doing on Venice on the Lake, that was part of that work, was assessing the plant.
Yes.
And this, that, and the other. And so you're saying that's the only thing that
No, sir, we had a question on the plant? Thank you for bringing it up. No, we have not finished our assessment of the treatment facility. But based on what the mayor has said, they have hydraulic and organic capacity. And we've looked at it, and we agree with that. But there are some other things that they need to do in terms of their UV, also, and make sure their phosphorus removal is upgraded. And we will address that as well.
So this project you're bringing us today doesn't necessarily solve all the Rockaway
plant? No, sir, it does not. No,
okay.
You're correct. Thank you very much for that.
The commitment for $3 million, have you all had ideas, discussion? I mean, you coming to the commission for us to approve taking it out of the sewer sales tax?
One possibility could be concur with the sewer board and ask them if they would front the money out of the sewer sales tax. Another option would be to borrow the money from the state revolving fund, and current 2% interest, that would be over 20 years, that would be $186,000 annual payment for principal and interest, or if you did it on a much shorter time frame, maybe 10 years, it would, of course, be like a $500,000 commitment. We brought this up to the representatives from DNR. We talked about the various options, and they would prefer a match in that they're having trouble with the state revolving fund leverage loan amount since they can't use derivatives any longer. And so they would appreciate a match because it would help them help more communities in the state with the leverage loan program.
Okay. Other questions, Commission?
So from a balance perspective, we have committed, I was going through all these numbers here, the current sewer district budget balance is, if I'm looking at these numbers right, $23 million, is that correct? If I look at the first column on your handout, the one with the bar graph.
Oh, this was done 6-7 months ago. So this is not really, but at that time they had $23 million in the bank, and they've spent some of that since then. But
is this the number on your front page? The $20,865,000.
$20 million is
that's
out
your
of
current,
April, where the current.
That's
budget
the accurate
is.
Number then.
Mm-hmm.
John, the current number.
Okay. John, you care to go over to Mike?
Okay, so of that we have committed 14 million of that, or how many million have we committed of the, with the current projects and current scope projects we're all doing, of the 20 million, how much is committed?
I can tell you for sure that the 14.8 million on Venice on the Lake has not been committed.
Okay, and it's going to come in, you saying about half of that?
Yes,
anyway.
Sir.
But that 14.
We'll get to that point. So that 14.8 has not been committed.
So
currently. currently on the first sheet, we have approximately $20 million.
But the, our beginning balance?
Yes. The okay. other funds that's listed there are funds that's dedicated to the incorporated areas. That's mm-hmm. above that.
Right.
That's the total. Then that amount subtracted is what the sewer district has to operate on. One thing that this sheet didn't include is we still have $1.8 million to pay LS&C.
Uh-huh.
And in Aegis's review of the T-Highway project, we're going to need to upgrade or possibly do some major upgrades to the Spring Meadows lift station. At worst-case scenario, that's around $1.2 million.
Okay, so an extra $300,000 there. Okay.
Yes.
But the 14, so I'm going through all this the math here on this column. I know it's six or seven months old, but it shows that we had a total, if Venice on the Lake was 14.8, it looks like we had committed 26 million.
Correct.
Okay. But that really is not 26 million. If you minus 7 million out of that, it's about 19 million.
Right.
Okay. What are we collecting revenue wise on a quarterly basis? Is that the numbers across the top then?
Yes, sir.
From a sales tax?
That's
probably projected.
Right.
Well, it's flat, though. I was very conservative when I did that projection. I saw no growth on that, as you can see.
John, I was wanting to ask you that because there was quite a bit of controversy about the Venice on the Lake project and the projected initial cost. And as we go back and look at this, and this 14-something is a revised cost.
No, the 14.8 was the original cost in the Great River study.
That's based on Great River's numbers. One thing that we're looking into, or HDR is looking into now, is building a pump station down off of Kimberly Creek Road.
Mm-hmm.
And a portion of Venice on the Lake would be included in that project, so that would save money and go come to Foresight.
And we changed okay. the scope of Venice on the Lake.
So
that's
the scope.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's a revised.
It's been revised.
You said original. It's not. It's revised.
No, the 14.8 does not reflect the revision.
Okay, it does not reflect the revision. So you're saving on these different things that you're telling us about.
Be many million dollars.
I have not
lower.
Seen any revision.
Right. We haven't completed that yet.
Well, that's the reason I got you up here to talk to you just a second here, so that we can balance this all out. So the fact that we have an opportunity to invest $3 million into something that we've been working on in the biosolids for a period of time and actually revise it. It's because it's revised down from a
11 down to 6.
Yeah.
Well, that's phase one, though, right?
Right. And
that's
it can,
not the full thing that we had looked at.
Right, right. But that's when everybody met. I mean, we had every city and every community and everybody in the meeting room, and we talked about this particular project. Now we have a revised version of that, which could be put a sludge burning
sludge dryer
into operation for $6 million. And that's what DNR told you, or this Mr. Molin or whatever.
Templeton.
Okay.
Molin brought forth the number.
Okay. All right, that's where I'm going to go. So what I'm seeing here is we have the opportunity to reach out and start the process of eliminating the sludging over Taney County land, which definitely is something we have to use, but definitely is something that ends up part of it in our creeks and things like that.
Yes.
Plus, we have the dollar amount of each entity that is costing them to operate the operators, the trucks, the fuel, the whole shooting match. So I'm excited about what you brought forward. I think it's a good deal. I hope that when the sewer board looks at it and you explain it to them, that they're as excited as I, as one commissioner, am. I hope that they consider maybe that we could use some of that funding that was for Venice on the Lake, which we need to do some serious looking. I've been down to Rockaway probably four or five times in the last 6 weeks, And we have another project that came in on the grant deal of the road down there on Boys Camp Road. And the building of additional sludge holding area is something that those citizens are totally against that live in that area over there. They don't want any more sewer plant additions. So I'm hoping that that when the sewer board looks at this, that they show it as a favorable situation. It looks like a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I think everybody definitely been involved in the work groups through the process and with the sewer board, and I think we all agree, just like you're saying, it'd be a wonderful thing for Taney County and the surrounding area. One of the concerns with us is, and it's kind of premature, but we need to work with DNR that if we build this, that it's going to be mandatory within a so many mile radius that has to be used, because if everybody's not using it, mm-hmm. then the costs are going to go up
right.
on those that are. And right now we're being told that our rates with the sewer district can go up $5 a month
yeah.
to be a part of this. 15% yeah. is what I've heard. I haven't seen yeah. that in writing, but that's what I've heard.
John's correct on that, in that, however, early on in the project, all the member communities did bring this up to their councils, and they were supportive of doing this project. But we do need to go back and get that reaffirmed to make sure that they will be using
the downsizing and everything. That I mean, will you bring that into the picture, that it is not the total picture? Because
right.
you will have some of that, like the bigger
right.
cities like Branson will definitely see a savings by the sludge trucks not having to roll as much. Hollister, obviously,
Hollister Forsyth is.
We're tied with Hollister, so we wouldn't really see a lot of savings, but Hollister would, and I don't know what that would do for our rate. The less sludge that they have to haul, of course, that calculation would have to be entered into mm-hmm. that. You know, I might have mm-hmm. misspoke when I said 15%.
Well,
there might be some reduction there, too.
Yeah, the original anticipated increase was based on using fuel oil because the natural gas wasn't available at that point. And the natural gas lines are, as we know, are being installed today, and that'll be some savings. And then in the second phase, if we can also get the solar technology involved in it, that will cut our usage of natural gas in half. That'll save another $80,000 a year in operating costs. So
operationally, though, this if I'm familiar with all the project and going getting caught up when I first came on board, operationally the plant does basically provide for itself.
Yes.
So we're not looking for $3 million 3 years from now or anything like that.
No, we'll end up with a usable facility. In fact, I've talked with Mike Ray at Branson about the potential to use an existing building to put the centrifuge in, but haven't had a chance to talk with Hollister about using one of their existing buildings to do a centrifuge in. Our goal is to for sure have the dryer and centrifuge and mobile centrifuge and try to be able to fund the equipment and for the entire project. We'll have to see where it goes.
Mike, going back quite a ways, there was talk of an organization being assembled. Is that what we're talking today, or is this something that the county is going to...
Kind of what we've got right now is a partnership.
That these operation things, like Jim's brought up, will that be the responsibility of one entity that goes out and covers everything, or will there be a board or a committee, so to speak, that oversees the whole work?
Currently, it's set up that there is a Trilex Biosolids organization, and the county's on it, the sewer board's on it, and all the various communities that are involved in this are also on it. And they would be the entity that would make the decisions for the facility, if you all wish it to be that way.
Honestly,
Rick, do you want to comment on that? Okay.
Now, so far, the horse has gone the right
way. All right. All right.
John, and we were all at that meeting, and the county commission sat in, but everybody had one vote. The sewer board, right. I think, had one. The sewer district had one vote.
Right.
The county commission had one vote. One voting member from each entity that
correct.
Was involved. And so I guess the answer to the question is those people are the ones that would be making the decision. Am I right?
For the day-to-day operation, correct?
That's the question.
That's currently how it's set up.
Well, somebody will have to be appointed from each
right.
deal to be responsible. I see the savings for everyone that's involved. Mm-hmm. incorporated areas, sewer district, county as a whole.
That was one of the funding that had to be brought up, is the incorporated areas in Taney County that share part of 25%. Could they contribute along with Taney County and trying to match this? I don't know about Branson, yeah. Rusty, Kimberling City, they're not in Taney County.
But that's why we're asking up to $3 million to give us a chance to, first of all, this would give us a chance to get our documentation in so we can be considered, and then we'll be back with you guys in the future to see how these other things go.
So this may be repetitive, but what you're looking today from us is some sort of commitment that if the sewer district is willing to use their dollars, the sales tax dollars, that we would follow them.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. You probably talked to some of the sewer board members, or John has. I mean, any negative? Have you heard any negative feedback? Or?
Well, I've talked to
three.
I've talked to them, and I certainly don't want to speak for them.
And I don't want you to, but is there anything negative that we're not seeing that we should be considering here?
Well, they, may I speak freely? Okay. One of the concerns is Mr. Cummings believes it's a good idea, and it's an advantage to take advantage of a $3 million grant and to double our money, so to speak. But he hopes that we can work out something with the member communities, that they could come back and contribute to this. And also, we've got to make sure that all the member communities reaffirm that they will use the facility. Is that fair?
Come up, William. While he's coming up, the issue was mentioned earlier that's on that same road there is DNR supporting us with regulations that they will have. I mean, you'd want a document that says we'll do it, but also we want DNR, I think John mentioned, or one of you mentioned a while ago. That's pretty important, right?
Yes, sir, and you can rest assured that we'll be chafing at the documentation that DNR will force us to sign. So I'm confident that will be included in there.
I'm skeptical because we can't get it on the sewer projects. They don't help us there. So,
well, that's on the right. I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, but go ahead, William.
William Cummings, chairman of the board of the Taney County Regional Sewer District. Gentlemen, I don't think that the sewer board will have a problem with the biosolids project at all. I think they'll want to move forward with it. My main concern right now is actually who will be the owner of it, who will operate it, where the funds will come from to match the $3 million grant, whether it will come from the sewer district funds for future projects. If so, how will it affect our customers' monthly rate? We work hard to try to keep our rates down where people can afford it. And I just think that's something we need to look at real strong. If the county decides to own the biosolids project, I think that's a fine deal. I think you'll have less problems with one owner than you will eight or nine. But as Mike said, I think you need to set up with DNR or whoever is going to regulate this, that if you've done so many miles, that you have to use the biosolids project. Because if you don't, it will eventually going to eat our lunch. And being said, I think that the board is, well, like Danny said, they will be real excited about the project to move forward with it, but we just need to be careful on how we go about it.
A structure program is what you're worried about. Okay.
And I asked Mr. CT a while ago a little bit about the amount of sludge that some of the other entities has at this point. And he said Branson would have like 62 to 65% of the sludge going into that project. Hollister, it's going to be another one. So if we need everybody to kick in and do their part to make this thing work for the community.
I appreciate that. You voiced it better than I did. I think that you'll find it that those people like City of Forsyth, Hollister, and Branson, with the number of trucks that they're running, I mean, that's a constant flow on 76 Highway that we see, will be, I mean, it'll be a relief to them to be a participant in this thing. So.
Sure, I think it's a great deal. You know, I see the trucks running down the highway every day, knowing that they're going out on a farm to scatter the solids on the field, knowing that if it comes a hard rain, I know exactly where it's going to go to. So I think the project is a good deal, really good. And I think the rest of the board will feel the same way.
Is there time in your agenda tomorrow? I didn't look at it too close to talk about this. Are you going to have to set another meeting, you think? Or
We'll make time.
Make time?
And your agenda can be amended. Right. Even today, you don't meet until noontime or after, so you got the 24 hours if you want to amend.
And Bob, if we have to, we can talk about it in the visitor section.
Yeah, but it'd be better to actually have it posted, and the agenda can be amended before noontime today.
And also, there's another little deal here that I don't know if you gentlemen are aware of. I'm sure you are, but the county has already spent $66,000 on this project. HDR for the study. That
correct.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Has there been any other funds from the county being spent besides that $66,000?
Not to my knowledge.
By the county, are you talking about sewer sales tax monies or actual GCR monies? Or
I think it was sewer sales tax.
Sewer sales tax money.
Well, I assume, Mike, you'd go look, review what you did, again, going to the operation and whatnot.
Oh, you bet.
As far as what costs are, if there have been changes, to be sure, like William's talking about, that we don't get in a place we don't want to be.
First of all, if you all decide to fund it and the sewer district decides to go along with it, and if the state of Missouri does what they indicated verbally that they would do, then we will definitely have to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and for the operation and who's going to own it and operate. That's all got to be worked out, correct, and will be.
Okay. We're ready for a motion.
I understand that we have to move forward on the $3 million.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. I don't like to rush into anything.
I don't either.
But I just ask you gentlemen, to please put all thoughts on that I've asked for or mentioned, before we make a final decision.
Those questions you're going to go after at the sewer board.
Sure.
Right. Okay.
And Mike, you're going to represent the questions. I mean, we've got a lot of questions with the logistics of who owns, operates,
correct,
and all that. That's going to be negotiated with DNR because DNR is going to make sure they do their part besides the $3 million, give us the zone, which they're requiring people to participate in all that. So
yes, sir.
That's all in the negotiating before the paperwork is signed, basically. So you're just looking for a commitment from the commission? Is that what you're...
A commitment, and then we'll need you to sign a revised application that's in the back of your packet. Okay. You sign the first one.
But we won't do that till we get approval from the sewer board, right?
Probably.
What's your timing? What's his timing, I guess?
I need to have, we talk timing. He says, get it to me as soon as you can. And I said, I'd make sure, I'm going to call him depending on what happens today, and then we get the submittal to him in this week.
William, and the reason I asked that question is because if we go ahead and sign this, it will not be offensive to the sewer board because of the timing issue, will it? I mean, if we go ahead and decide that we would sign it upon your approval, it won't be offensive to the sewer board that we've already signed it, will it?
Well, is Wednesday a big deal?
I don't think so.
Let's just wait till Wednesday. Let's just not vote on anything until the sewer board get there, because they may have a list of new questions that we've got. And I'd like to put them all in concern, and kind of give you, and we can just post them Wednesday and go through the applications. I haven't looked at what's in here to sign, so.
I appreciate that very much. I'm
good.
Yeah, we'll just make sure we post it. It doesn't have to be
for Wednesday. That's fine.
We'll just post it for first thing and then look at this application. So.
Quick question on the grant. It says 40%, not 50%. Clean water, 40%.
This is something
grant application?
Oh, the current grant application will be $3 million and $3 million is what they said.
We need paperwork. It needs to be redone.
But this says 40%.
40%. It's not 50%. So.
What are you talking about?
Something it was in the back paperwork in here.
Well, let's just look. I mean, that's
okay.
Something you can.
Yeah, I had to work real fast on this.
Okay,
as well.
Let's just. We can post it for Wednesday after the sewer board meets and has a vote, and they may have a list of concerns. We can all put those down to give you direction, Mike.
Okay.
That's right. I'm in favor of it, though. I mean, obviously,
okay.
I think you're hearing we're all conceptually ready to do something. So.
Okay, great.
Anyone else want to speak on Tri-Lakes biosolids?
Rick, you guys are going to be a big participant in this.
Yep.
The city of Branson's not here. You said a while ago the horse is headed in the right direction, so you don't want to say nothing.
Rick Ziegenfuss, City of Hollister. I think on behalf of all the partner members, I actually am the last formally appointed chairman of the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Partnership, and everybody is trying to find a way forward here, and with Mr. Hausman's initiative here is a breakthrough, is an opportunity, and I think that's been explained across here. There's going to be some of the tactical details here that we've got to work out, and there's a whole long series of funding issues and things like that that have to be fit together and crafted. But initially, taking this opportunity is, at least in Hollister's estimation, is very important. And I'll speak for the partnership. It's very important because we haven't had this window open to us before. So if we can get that, I'm just very confident that we can come to some term on ownership of the facility, how to put together the participation of the partners. One thing that we've got is there's actually two issues with this particular facility. One is the initial cost of construction to get rolling. But then there's at least that much or more to operate it on a regular basis. And really what the partners, the city partners, were interested in the most was that we all say we'll step up, even if it's more than what it's costing us today, to ensure that operation, that ongoing operational costs, so that we wouldn't come back to others and say we expect continuing contributions. So there, but again, I think for the purposes of the opportunity to take advantage of that grant, if there's money available that we can do that with, I certainly would encourage the commission and the Sewer District Board of Trustees to vote yes on that and to go ahead and do that, and then the partnership is committed to working out those details, and I don't know that anybody is going to be hard to get along with on those types of things. It's a very, very important project, so I guess there's my comments on that. But we have a window here that would just be, it would make us all feel better if we could move forward. And all of us are going to have extended, whether it's Rockaway now that doesn't have sludge storage, all of us are going to have extended sludge storage issues without this. So it doesn't matter whether we have it today or whether it comes in 6 months or 6 years, it's going to come. And we're going to have to do a lot more. And again, in Hollister's relationship with the sewer district as a wholesale customer, obviously the utility just takes its total cost, puts it together, and that's what we deal with. So if Hollister and the county can work together at both's benefit, that's going to keep sewer rates as low as they can be. So that's kind of that relationship discussion. But again, I'm very confident that if we can move forward, that everybody's on board and has the same goal of mind and should be amenable to partner.
Sounds good. The one thing that I'd like to add is, Mike, as far as the DNR backup, the way I'm going to say it, are you going to be working on that next day or two or a week or two, or where that we've got their backup, as somebody said, if it's within 6 miles or whatever they will require? How is that a state regulation that
No, for sure that will be taken care of. I don't know if that's going to be appropriate to try to get accomplished in, by Wednesday. I don't think that's.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that it had to be accomplished, but I mean as far as, because that seems to be one of the things, of the two or three things that's important, is that would need to be resolved.
One option would be to have the state make that as one of the grant requests. And if we can't
get that
grant then. Condition, if we can't, failing that, then we'll have to go back and have each entity recommit to. They've already done this once, but have to go back to each entity and have them reaffirm their intent to use it. You know, so we've got several options to do that.
Okay. Sean?
Is there any opportunity to approach the Missouri Clean Water Commission? Because if there was a change in the 10 CSR regulations, that would have to go through the Clean Water Commission, being sent to them by DNR staff.
John, that's a real good idea, because what will happen is if we get everybody gets on the same page, and if DNR puts us on the fundable list for $3 million, then the intended use plan will be presented to the Clean Water Commission for final approval, and at that time we can go, John and I can go, whoever, everybody can go and say we're excited as all get out for this, but we want to make sure that all the users within the X number of miles will have previously worked it out with staff and get that on the record with them. That's great. That'll work. It's the third option.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here on that. And
will y'all put me on agenda for Wednesday morning? Or?
8 o'clock. I just got a note.
8 o'clock? Mm-hmm. I'll be here. Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Any desire on what we do next on our list, sir?
Just in here. As soon as it all clears out here, that doesn't matter.
Okay, well, next on the list is wellness mirrors.
I put that on the agenda.
Okay, someone speak to that.
Someone from the community has donated a bunch of mirrors, full wall mirrors for the wellness center. In the past, we have used, during the construction phase, we had the road and bridge employees who are down there doing the remodel hang them. Obviously, since there's no construction going on there right now, we need to allocate either hire the road and bridge people to do the installation, which would be a transfer, who's done it before, and they've obviously very successful because they haven't fallen off, or we can have the our maintenance crew do it, but they haven't done it before. So the question was, just need direction for Linda, because she was the one who got the phone call about the mirrors. So.
Okay,
shouldn't be but a few hours is what
right,
they're talking about.
Right, and if it's not, Frank is not tied up into his chip and seal yet, then I see that the possibility might lay that we could use those folks. They've already hung, so they know the basics behind it.
Sure. So I'm in favor of using the road and bridge guys too, but I knew it was going to cost a transfer of dollars. So.
That's fine. Transfer it over.
Any sense of dollars? You say 2 or 3 hours for one person, or
it's usually two or three guys is what it's been.
It's a 3-man job, and we looked at it, and we're estimating between 2 and 3 hours at this point in time
per person. So 6-7 man hours.
Correct.
Okay. Motion. Direction.
I don't know. I think we're just direction, don't we? We don't.
Are we all in agreement?
For if we're looking at 6 or 7 man hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
All right, that's all.
Next one we've got is Form 40. Donna's handed us all a document, I think, or there's some right here for each of us. Oops, that's mail room. There's one document here.
Gentlemen, that's just the cover sheet for the Form 40, and then I have the supplemental Schedule 13. It's the miles of line for the, for instance, the Empire District Electric Company within the county. The statute requires that the commission confirm that those miles of line are correct. and we have no documentation. The companies provide this information to us. I did ask the assessor if he was aware of it or had any input on it, and he did not. If you'd like to look at the forms, I'm happy to provide those to you to review. And I think I gave Bob a copy of the statute. I gave it to Jillian.
Okay.
Says, at the next term of the county commission, after such report is received, the clerk shall lay it before the commission, and the commission shall examine the report and determine the correctness thereof as to the description of the distributable property, and if found correct, the commission shall cause the clerk, therefore, to certify the correctness of the report under the seal of the county commission and forward to the state tax commission on the 15th day of May. If found in the opinion of the commission to be incorrect, the commission shall proceed immediately to a certain, so on and so forth.
Right.
Is the miles the same as it was years before?
Actually, some of them have increased. The individual companies provide us the information. We would have no way to ascertain that information, but again, I guess the only way we could do anything would be to compare. And I'm showing an increase for the majority. I think we do have one that has decreased, but the majority of them have increased.
Is this a yearly deal?
Mm-hmm. Normally, I have just sent this out before because there's really nothing for you to do. I mean, you don't have any idea how many miles of line Empire District has in the county.
And it says in here in the statute, and if the county commission shall fail to make or cause to be made the certificate herein required, and in the time specified, the clerk shall make the certificate, and a certificate the county commission has so failed to certify it. So
we just need to certify it, is that right?
But you're certifying it as being correct, so you'd want to be careful how you certify it. I mean, you don't know whether it's correct or not. How would you know?
I don't even know why it's in the statute, to be honest with you.
It's crazy that it's in the statute.
And we can't even comply with the complete statute because the adjourned terms don't match up with the deadline dates.
There's no way that I would certify anything on utility lines.
Yeah,
on the growth.
So what do we do then? Do no action?
I'll do what I've done every year. I'll just go send it in.
And what you do is it hasn't been certified by the county commission, but here it is. Or you could say, you know, we have no way of knowing, so we can't certify it.
Right. I mean, it's in the minutes, but I have no documentation to certify. And
I don't blame you.
So,
I mean, I feel uncomfortable certifying it myself, but it's almost more of a paperwork process, and statutes haven't been changed for years. But I guess it's a little formality to bring it before you in case you know of anything that's going on in the county that I'm not aware of.
Can we say something like we received the report and have no way of verifying the mileage?
I mean, you can do that. You can have a separate statement that you request go in with the you understand that the statute calls for a certification, but there's no way the county commission can ascertain whether any of these figures are accurate. I mean, we don't send anybody out to measure the utilities miles of poles or track or
okay.
Maybe the assessor does. I don't know.
No, I
don't. I think that you request from each utility company the number of added miles that they've put in, and that's it. And you certify to that their signature, and that's it.
Yeah, I can give you an example of the form where it shows 2009 miles of line right here, and then it shows 2010, and then you can see in a lot of those cases for the various political subdivisions,
yeah,
it has increased in some and decreased in others, and that's all that we get.
Right.
And these actually come from those individual companies, so there's really no...
Or you could do a certification that says not having any knowledge concerning the accuracy of the miles, and having been given the figures by the utility companies, have no reason to doubt, and therefore certify these amounts or something to that effect. I mean, it could be done that way.
Do they notarize it?
No.
When you get those?
No.
If they won't notarize their own, I don't think we have any business certifying something that they won't notarize.
I just make a statement. There's usually a cover letter with a signature and contact information.
And if you don't do anything, she certifies and says that you have an act.
I don't want to do anything.
Just can we say, ask the minutes to reflect that she presented this to us?
Yeah. Right.
something to that effect. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anybody have a suggestion what we'd like to do next? I see our procurement card.
Well, parking at the extension of streetlights, wasn't that discussed Friday, and we've scheduled that for a week from today?
As soon as the Shorty Cooper business is over with, as far as the streets, that's what we talked about.
Well, I think we talked about walking, looking at the streetlights, about the removing of those, and we were going to walk down the extension, look at the roof and the parking at that time, and we've scheduled time.
We got another time scheduled, you say?
Yeah, it's a week okay. from today, I think, because Renee's on vacation this week.
Okay.
So the next two items appear to be...
How about the landscape? You want to do that, too, at the same time?
Might as well. We can't do anything until Shorty Cooper's complete.
Everybody all right with that? Okay. The next one, offices relocation is resolved. P&Z is a huge thing. How do we want to work that? Or I think it might be a huge thing. Maybe it is a huge thing. I feel like we need to speak to the issue of our code book and what we want Aegis to do and what we want P&Z staff to do. And
on the land use, you mean?
Yes.
That's posted at 1 o'clock today.
Okay. Well, that was their contract. So in saying that, you're thinking we're going to use them to continue on the project?
The land use?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're contractually, we have to until they finish phase three.
Okay.
And that's all I was trying to get in is to complete the phase three. And so I posted that meeting, last week, week before, to
okay.
work through the details of how we're going to get that thing completed.
That's good. We'll not have to work with that right now. So we got biosolids. Don't see Nikki. Shall we go ahead and move to our procurement card? I see Becky here. And
sure, that's fine.
We need Linda, though, I guess. Hope she's listening.
Here, so.
Can we have a 5-minute recess real fast?
Sure. How about a 5-minute recess?
Yeah, Linda.
Okay.